much about.
Hi, welcome to Boobers, where we got a double D from the health department.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Yo, 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 yeah, now! The time has come around. The time is here again. Wanna be this double D? Here's how you're gonna win. Holy A's, B's, or C's will get you in the game. It's those juicy double D's that will bring you on the fame. Gotta show us what you got. And really, aim to please. Gotta strut out and bust out those delicious double D's and bring your suit down in talent. The best we've ever seen. And then you'll win the crown for Kevin and Bean. Miss Double D. 2016.
What's this? It's enormous. God, there's another one.
Whoa, look at those magumbos.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to verify those alleged breasts.
Don't bogart the joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Big juicy melons.
Don't bogart the joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Cause she got big ass boobies.
Roll another one.
Boobies!
Just like the other one.
First, tell me what's going on with the boobs.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Boobs.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
Cannons, people. Big old boobies.
Roll. Roll another one.
Giant size cannons.
Just like the other one.
These big cans are one third larger.
This one seems to be about to end.
Ooh, I love movies.
And I don't have another cent.
I literally used to go to bed at night and pray that I would wake up in the morning with big breasts.
Hello, those are my breasts.
Just pass it around.
Well, this was a big bust.
I don't want to join my friend. I just pass it on down.
And now.
One day, if you're a girl, you look in the mirror and there they'll be. Instead of a flat chest, two bumps. These are the beginnings of your breasts. And they're not there just to look pretty. They're useful, too.
Our feature presentation.
Just keep waiting, Allie. Just keep waiting. Just said one day. Didn't say when. Just one day.
I'm hopeful.
Okay.
Last night when you went to bed, you were like, come on, come on.
Oh, I do the Judy Blum. I must I must increase my bust every night. Nothing.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday. It's the 4th. Of double December.
Yes, it is. By the way, I expected, based on the many years we've done this pageant down here at the Slide Board in Fullerton, that we would have more of a crowd. I felt
they haven't opened the
more people. Like a lot of people would want to come down and see the pageant.
They haven't opened the
Kevin
Beach gates
was on
outside.
The road, there, get a chance to see the
a
show.
A lot of people in line.
Doors aren't open. Doors aren't open.
Hey, Ralph Garman.
Doors aren't open.
How you doing, man?
Doors aren't open.
What's going on?
Just want to nip that in the bud. How long are you going to let that go on, Kevin?
Just surprised. I just
come on, we got
out.
A show to do.
I was counting on him just wrapping it up. Bad decision.
Have you ever met the guy?
Yeah.
I don't think you need to be rushing us at this point. We've just started. We're 2 minutes in. We've got a long
doors closed.
Program. Long program.
Doors aren't open.
By the way. Kevin Ryder at the start of the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank early. You, everyone.
Early.
I was here like 2 minutes ago.
I know. It's nuts.
What a waste.
Kevin.
No.
Kevin.
Come on,
what?
Allie.
What? What happened?
He gets in and he goes, how much time? And I said, about 2 minutes. And he goes, good, I left my car running. And he left. Unreal.
My car was running. And
why was your car running? I don't know. I was getting my stuff and I got out. And then
does someone have to call you every morning and tell you to turn your car off when you get out of it?
And then as I was walking over here, it beeped like it does when the car's running and it doesn't have the key in it. So I was like, what the? So I went back over there. Yeah, it was still, I'd turn it off.
Kevin, God damn it.
Wow. Yeah.
It wasn't nuts. That yeah. you were so late getting here that you thought, oh, I'll just run it and jump out of the car
and
start the broadcast, then come back
and
park?
I'm surprised you put it in park. I thought you would just roll by and just jump out at a slow speed. Sure, I'll catch up to it later.
Just hit the ground and roll.
Yes.
Well, listen, we do have a big show today. Obviously, we're here for a purpose. We're going to be crowning this Double December 2016. We'll be meeting the ladies, and we got some special guests stopping by on the program today. We're very excited about. But we have to start the program with some sad news today. I'm sure if you've been on social media, you already know. But terrible news last night about our friend Scott Weiland. Very few people have been friends of the Kevin and Bean Show and have been as good to us over the 20-plus years as Scott Weiland has. We've interviewed him so many times between Velvet Revolver, Stone Temple Pilots, all the Weenie Rose, Acoustic Christmases, appearances on the show. We loved the guy, like genuinely loved the guy, and have always been pulling for him with his demons. But last night he apparently lost that battle when he was found on his tour bus, asleep, in his bed, in Bloomington, Minnesota, ahead of a Wildabout show that they were getting ready to perform.
He wasn't asleep.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Thought well,
there's
he
was. No confirmation yet, right, that he overdosed.
Right, that's know. Right. We don't know. We don't
I
know.
Mean, it could have been years of substance abuse weakened his heart
absolutely.
Or something. I mean,
yeah.
who knows? So let's not jump to conclusions.
That's true.
But no, of course, everyone is assuming the worst
well,
because
when you're,
of his history.
When you're 48.
Look, when you've done to his body what he's done over the
yeah,
past 30
right.
years, it's not out of the question.
No, I agree. And
I
know.
Don't think you do.
Doors are closed.
I get the sense you don't.
It's just horribly sad because you meet a guy and know a guy like that, and you just root for him so much to get
yes.
past it and be in a happy place and be at peace. You know what I mean? And it's just sad.
Look,
that's all.
Addiction is a bitch. I mean, it's just yeah. a brutal, brutal sickness, and some people beat it, and some people just can't. So
right.
we'll have to wait and see, I guess, after the toxicology report, but... It's
either way that played a role.
Right,
in
absolutely.
Death,
so. One way or the other, it obviously contributed. And it's just a talented guy and such a nice guy.
Such
really
a nice guy.
Tragic.
We will get the very latest with our friend Harvey Levin in the TMZ.com newsroom just after 6 o'clock. That we'll be talking to him and find out what he knows with his sources. So anyway, although we're going to be down here broadcasting live and yucking it up and having a good time, obviously, you know, that story is very much in our minds this morning.
Yeah. It's too bad. We're also going to have our Miss Double December contest here. We're going to crown Miss Double December 2016.
Yes, we will.
How about that? Ralph's wearing a suit. Ralph cleans up.
Very dapper.
Well, look, I'm hosting the pageant portion of the show, and I don't look out there looking like Kevin.
Well,
first of all, how dare
you
say?
You know, it's a classy operation here, the Miss Double December pageant. You got to put on a tie once in a while.
Second of all, not only does Ralph dress up, he likes it.
Yeah.
I do. I love
yeah.
it. I love
that's
it.
That's insane.
Yeah, that's what
yeah.
I thought.
It's just insane.
Love tying a tie, putting on my dress shirt.
You like needles in your eyes, too?
Dress pants.
You like laying down on a big bed of cactus?
Cashmere overcoat. Just, I'm ready to roll.
Cheese grater on my shins.
I love it. I need a better job, right? Dress up every day.
Hey,
you can dress however you want, man. Come in a tux.
But it's like,
if you're happier
but
that
no
way,
one's seeing it.
We're
I
good with
yeah,
that, really, yeah. The point.
Right.
Hey, point of order, the king, what's going on with the live broadcast? If people are not outside ready to come in, can they be watching this right now at KROQ.com?
Yeah, KROQ.com. We'll be webcasting starting at 6.
Oh, so
they're not
now.
Seeing this.
Not seeing now.
Yeah.
So I put on a tie for nothing, what you're saying, pretty much.
Yes.
Oh, all right.
All right, that's what's happening down here. We are in Fullerton at the Slide Bar, and we'll take a break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:53 live from Fullerton. Time for our first look at the Showbiz Beat.
I thought we'd have more of a crowd. There's only a couple of people out there.
It's starting to hurt my feelings. If I can be completely honest, I'm a little disappointed. I would think, if not for us, at least for the pageant.
If I can be completely honest, if you have feelings, I'll give you a dollar.
Hey, we're at the Slide Bar in Fullerton. We do invite you to come on down and see the show live. Please bring a new unwrapped toy as your price of admission, as we do every year. It's the Toys for Tatas campaign that we are so proud to be associated with. And we're going to talk to Dax Holt from the TMZ.com newsroom with the latest on the sad news out of Minnesota about Scott Weiland coming up just after 6. First, though, Ralph, what else is going on?
Yeah, to recap, if you didn't hear, Scott Weiland was discovered on his tour bus in Bloomington, Minnesota. Just outside a motel in that town where the band was parked. He was supposed to play a gig with his band, the Wildabouts. But, of course, that show was canceled once Scott was discovered on the tour bus around 9 p.m. The world learned about Scott's death from guitarist Dave Navarro, of course, member of Jane's Addiction, first tweeted the news around 9 p.m. last night, saying, "Our friend Scott Weiland has died.
That since has been deleted, but that's how a lot of people found out the news. So tragic, and we'll talk to Dax about that in a couple minutes. So let's move on to some happier stories. I guess this is happy, depending on how you look at it. Since this morning is dedicated to boobs, Pamela Anderson, it has been announced, will be the last celebrity nude in the final nude issue of Playboy magazine, which hits newsstands next Friday, which is great news if it's 1995. But if you want to see Pam Anderson nude and how she looks today, you can do that next week when that comes out. She told Entertainment Tonight that she got a call from Hef himself, who said they didn't want anybody else to say goodbye to the nude era of Playboy magazine. Of course, she said she had to check with her sons first. And although back in the good old days, her two boys used to get in fights defending their mom's honor because of her nude shoots. Now 19 years old, Brandon is completely on board with the idea because he thinks he'll get to bone some other playmates. I don't know if that's why or not, but I think I imagine that's why. So
by the way, I do appreciate the symmetry of that. I think it's a very appropriate...
Well, she was in the first nude in Playboy magazine back in 1955, so it makes sense that she would do that one and do this one. It's like bookending, really, the era.
That's true. I think that was Marilyn Monroe. But what I'm saying is that she's been nude in Playboy, what, seven other times or something like that?
Yes, I believe so.
So, I mean, it makes sense that somebody who's so iconic and such a so much associated with that brand would be in the last issue. I think that's a good choice.
Being happy with it.
I don't want to see it, but I think
so. But it's a good choice.
It's a good choice. Yeah.
Wouldn't a better choice be someone you actually wanted to see naked?
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Pam Anderson.
I know we're talking about.
That's the send off. I'm saying, look, what I'm saying is, if they're tearing down Yankee Stadium, you bring in one of the great iconic players. You bring in Yogi Berra or somebody like that.
But you don't let Yogi Berra play the game that night, right?
Well, no.
You bring him out and he waves, but he's not the guy behind the plate catching the game.
So, in other words, you'd rather it be somebody young and current and contemporary that they'd go out.
That's just me. That's who I like to see naked.
That's crazy.
Everybody's got their own taste. I know. She's an excellent choice. You know that woman that no one really wants to see nude anymore? She's the perfect naked photo shoot for Playboy.
They do so much airbrushing in Playboy, and they certainly will for that photo shoot, that she's going to look like a Barbie
doll.
There's
not
anyway.
Enough air to put in the brush. That's all I'm saying. ABC has announced Barbara Walters will be trotted out again for her 10 Most Fascinating People special of 2015. That will air on December the 17th. Amy Schumer will be one of the people she interviews, which is appropriate. She's certainly fascinating and is the it girl of the moment when it comes to comedy. Bradley Cooper, also in the lineup. Tracy Morgan will talk about his accident. Nice. That'll be fascinating. Bernie Sanders, feel the burn.
Feel the burn. Mm-hmm.
Ronda Rousey will also be interviewed. Ballerina Misty Copeland, fashion designer Donna Karan. And there's two more they have yet to announce, and the final one will not be revealed until the night of the broadcast. You'll have to tune in to watch her interview Pamela Anderson, which I think is an excellent choice.
No, I'm not interested in seeing her.
No, not me.
Can I tell you guys a Barbara Walters story that a listener emailed me last night that I thought was fascinating?
Do we have the option of saying no?
Of course you do.
All right, let's take a vote. All right, go ahead.
What if we put a dollar up, and if this story doesn't pan out, if you guys aren't happy to have heard it, I will pay each of you a dollar.
You could have been halfway through the story now. Let's go.
I got an email from a listener yesterday who said that his neighbor, an elderly woman, came up to him and said, I just want to let you guys know that I'm going to be on TV. Barbara Walters is interviewing me, and I didn't want you guys to freak out when you saw it because it's going to air next week. All right? What's the story? I am married to Mark David Chapman. Anyone?
He sounds old.
Huh?
Mark David Chapman was the assassin of John Lennon?
Yes. Yeah. She is married to Mark David Chapman and has been all along.
Wow.
And visits him once a year and stays in touch with him and wants him to be out of prison because she says he's found Jesus and is completely rehabilitated. I've never heard her story before. Didn't even know Mark David Chapman had a wife.
Are you jealous?
I am going to need that dollar.
Really?
Yeah.
That story do it for you?
Nope.
One of our listeners is living next door to Mark David Chapman's wife and just about... Hey, come on! Hey! Telling a story here.
That Lennon just died. It's so weird. It's as fresh as today's headlines. Every aspect of your story. Barbara Walters, an elderly woman, and John Lennon. All the story should have been told 25 years ago.
But that's why it's so fascinating, because this has been this whole story. All right.
We got to get the phone.
With the phone. All right.
How'd you get the phone?
All right. So you're saying I owe you a dollar. Kevin, do I owe you a dollar?
And all these people as well.
Oh, that was a hell of a story.
And anyone listening.
Yes. Send in your postcards to K-Rock and Bean. We'll staple a dollar to it and send it back to you.
Are you suggesting I don't know my audience?
Tell the
story. Shut up.
Still happening.
And speaking of television, this is exciting news. Tonight on Netflix, you'll be able to see for the very first time A Very Murray Christmas. The Bill Murray Christmas special will be on tonight. Of course, it's Netflix. You'll watch it for as long as you want after that, but that's pretty cool.
It looks fascinating. And I can't tell what it is.
It's madness.
It just seems like it's all nonsense.
Bill Murray is trying to do a Christmas special from a hotel, but there's a huge snowstorm, so none of his guests can get there. So he's wandering around the hotel looking for people who happen to be staying there that can join him for the TV special.
And you know who's at the hotel? The woman who's married to Mark David Chan. It's a fascinating interview with Bill Murray and her.
That's my John.
Today's celebrity birthdays for December 4th. Max Baer. He was Jethro Bodine on the Beverly Hillbillies.
Wow.
78 years
old. Now you owe me a dollar.
No, I do not, sir. Jeff Bridges, one of my favorite all-time actors, is 66. Chelsea Noble from Growing Pains is 51. Marissa Tomei, Oscar-winning actress, is 51.
You don't seem to have a bell here, you guys. I don't know what to tell you.
You fail.
Fred Armisen, we love him, of course, on Portlandia, and also as the band leader for Seth Meyers, 49 years old today. Jay-Z is 46. And model Tyra Banks is 42 years old today. Remember how long, Kevin, you and I have suffered with the Tyra Banks thing until Bean finally recognized, like the rest of us did, that she's a hellish shrew cat?
But he still won't fully admit that.
No, he's over her. He's not. He's
Are
not
you?
A big fan anymore.
Look, I love Tyra, but that talk show just drove a stake through my heart.
All right, good.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just hoping for the day we can look back and say, remember when Bean felt that way about Taylor Swift? And then one by one. We're
Taylor is forever. Like right? Don't you dare say that.
It's like Broadway's Cats. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz brief.
Good morning, party people. Thanks so much for coming down to the Slide Bar in Fullerton. It's our annual broadcast to crown Miss Double December 2016. By the way, we are webcasting, streaming right now through krock.com, and we've got all the interviews up from the girls' appearances on the Kevin and Bean Show. You can read their questionnaires, watch their interviews, watch the talent portion of their competition, cast your vote, and you help decide who will be Miss Double December 2016 and wear the crown for the next year on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Voting is open until 9 a.m., I want to say.
9 a.m., that sounds good. Well, as we mentioned earlier today, obviously we're down here to have a good time, and we will, but we can't stop thinking about our friend Scott Weiland, who obviously has been, with his various incarnations of his bands for so many years, such an important part of the K-Rock playlist, and he's been a guy who's been on our show so many times that we really did consider a friend and liked so much personally, and it was just devastatingly sad news that TMZ.com broke last night. We wanted to find out what happened for those who are just joining us, just hearing the sad news this morning, and also what the latest is, and our friend Dax in the newsroom is on the phone right now. Hey, Mr. Hull, how are you, sir?
Good morning, guys. Sorry I got to be the buzzkill for your pageant down there this morning.
I know. We're so sad. You know, it's always sad when somebody young dies. You know, 48 years old obviously is way too young to go, but especially for us, just because we spent so much time with Scott over the years, it really is hitting us hard today, to be honest, Dax.
I would say, good dude, amazing, amazing, talented man, and it just sucks these kind of stories, but I can tell you, you know, what we know so far is that, he was on tour with his band, Scott Weiland and the Wildabouts, and they were supposed to play last night at the Medina Ballroom in Minnesota, and the show got canceled, and it was like right around 9 o'clock, they found him in his tour bus dead, and it was parked outside of a motel in Bloomington, and I can tell you, a lot of people very just saddened by this news. We know that his body has now been taken over to the coroner's office. They're trying to, figure out what exactly happened inside of that bus, what's going on. I know it's no shock that he's had a lot of substance abuse through the years, but I don't know if that's what's contributed to his death last night. Obviously, we need to wait and see what the coroner says, what other people that were around him say. So we're all over the story. Obviously, any new details that we get today, we will post them as soon as we've got them.
Do you have any idea, and maybe this is exactly what you're talking about, Dax, that'll come out as you interview people around him, what the state of his sobriety was as of now? Because the last time we talked to him, he was clean and was feeling good.
That's what I thought, too. I mean, everything that I've seen recently is that he was sober. But, I mean, we've also seen that numerous times where you think someone's clean and they've fallen off the wagon. So I don't know. I don't want to say that that's what it is. But, he is 48. That's really young to be passing away.
Do you have any idea, Dax, how Dave Navarro was the one that broke the news on Twitter? How did he get the word?
Aren't they friends?
Yeah, but, I mean, somebody, I mean,
I'm assuming someone that was with him must have called up Dave and said, hey, dude, this is what just happened, you know, and wanted to let him know. And Dave immediately went to Twitter and posted, you know, and I kind of appreciate something like that. Like, yay, you know, he confirmed he was a really good buddy of his. So, you know, when it comes out from him, it's like, okay, this stuff is true.
You know what it reminded me of was, remember who broke the news on Twitter about Osama bin Laden being killed?
No.
The Rock.
He did?
Because he had a friend who was a Navy SEAL. He's the one who broke that news.
Really?
And it's just, it's so strange when that is the source. You know, when the guy...
It's really random.
Yeah, it certainly seemed random at the time, right.
You have a lot of strange facts in your head.
Well, that does kind of stick in your mind when something like that happens. So, all right, so basically we don't know anything and probably won't for a few days until the coroner's report comes out. Anything else happening on this story that you want us to know besides, obviously, keep checking TMZ.com for updates?
I'm telling you, we are all over this, so really, keep checking in. We will post anything new. We got a bunch of photos of the cops that had surrounded the tour bus. They blocked off that whole parking lot last night. They wanted to make sure no one got around it. And so we are doing our best. We're doing our TMZ work to get you guys more details.
I hope that KROQ.com goes back and digs up some of the video of us hanging out with Scott, because we did a couple of breakfasts with Stax. You know, that thing that we do in the morning where the bands play and we have listeners that come down. We did one on the top of a hotel. Remember, Kevin, on Sunset Boulevard, and for whatever reason, it was 150 degrees that day, and it was so amazing to watch Scott Weiland work. I mean, we could barely breathe. It was so hot up there, and he was out there just being full rock star and wearing like a big velvet coat and scarves around his neck. I mean, you've never seen a guy who looked and lived more like a rock star in that moment than Scott Weiland did, and that voice was just unbelievable, too.
Yeah, really, big talent, and I was talking to Dr. Drew last night, and he's like, you know what, it's never the old person, it's the young, talented person that gets, you know, taken way too soon.
Yep, exactly. Well, we know how busy you are out there today, Dex. Thanks so much for jumping in, and we'll talk to you again soon, buddy. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, guys. Have fun day today.
Okay, you bet.
Fun
bye-bye.
Today. Bye.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Double deep breaths are a-glowing, they're ready for showing to those far and those near. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
This Double D.
Wow, it just turned creepy at the end there.
That's how it goes right there.
Yeah. Welcome to the Kevin DeBean Show here live from Fullerton. Good morning, Fullerton. We're at the Slide Bar, and we're only about 10 minutes away from meeting the girls in competition to be Miss Double December 2016. And I want to apologize first thing, because the first thing in the pageant is bikinis. Do you mind? I mean, it worked out that way that you got to look at the bikinis first. So I apologize. Kevin, who's your friend?
Gunnery Sergeant Alex Laredo. Hi.
Morning. How you guys doing?
Alex!
Welcome back. Yeah, Alex, last year as well.
You were here last year, and as soon as you left the interview, you said, please let me come back to Miss Double D next year, right?
That's correct.
You wanted to make sure nobody else came in and stole this job.
Not at all. Myself and my Marines. I couldn't be nowhere else right now.
Well, we're happy to see you. We appreciate the service that you guys do, obviously, throughout the year. Tell us a little bit about the Toys for Tots campaign. What's going on in 2015?
So... right now, we're trying to beat our goals that we met last year. So last year here in Orange County alone, we raised over 268,000 toys. And
wow.
And we also helped out about 166,000 kids. So, I mean, that's a good amount of toys. Every kid got about two. The goal is to bring a present to every kid, pretty much. Bring a good Christmas to every kid that doesn't have what most people do.
And where are the kids that you bring them to?
We go all the way from newborn to 17.
And how do you find them? And how can I get on that list?
No, you don't get to be on
that list. Because people are bringing some pretty cool stuff.
You don't get to be on that list.
So we're part of a collaborative here in Orange County. We're the only county in all the country. It's us, the fire department, social services, and St. Vincent de Paul. We all come together, take all our toys to the warehouse that we collect. Everybody puts in applications, and St. Vincent de Paul distributes everything out.
And why is it you do so much Toys for Tots work personally, Alex? Like, I'm sure that's not why you joined the Corps. What is it about that work that is so rewarding that you like to do it?
Just to be able to hand a toy to a kid that you know deserves it, that needs it, that they don't have that experience, it's awesome. You can't get that feeling from anything else. To be able to give back to the community.
What kind of stuff have the Kevin and Bean listeners been bringing back today? Have you seen anything cool?
I've seen some stuffed animals, Legos, you name it. They're bringing it in.
Any Star Wars toys? Because I'm kind of shopping for those right now.
No, actually, you don't get.
You've seen Star Wars toys already?
Yeah, there's a couple.
All right, I'm going to have to go out and check that out.
Put your guys on notice because Bean does not get those.
Is there a price limit of what people can bring or just anything?
At least $20 to $30, but I'm not going to say no to anything.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. folks who are coming down to the pageant today obviously bring a new unwrapped toy and hand it off to one of the Marines down here as price of admission to get into the slide board in Fullerton. But as you said, this is a thing that's going on all over Southern California, and people can get involved in lots of different ways, right, Alex?
Yes. So say they want to donate monetary money, go on the website, toysfortots.org, you click on there, and it has a little button to be able to donate money online. Or if you want to donate your time, be a volunteer, come to the warehouse, help us sort the toys, just anything that you can do to help make the difference.
Alex, you have so many ribbons on your uniform there. How long have you been in?
16 years.
16 years?
Yes.
Are those like merit badges?
It's all pretty much. It tells the story of what you've done in your career, where you've been.
He's not a Boy Scout.
I'm just asking. I know that
he's a Marine.
I understand that.
He's not a Boy Scout.
No, but you see those little. They look like little flags or something. And I know each one represents something. And I'm so fascinated by how many you have. Like,
did you get one for starting a fire? Come on, man.
Is there a merit badge for banging
together?
Nope.
Which one are you proudest of the medals on your chest, there, Alex?
I'd have to say all of them. I mean, they all have a special meaning.
Which one was the hardest to get?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd probably say the deployments. I mean, you get a lot out of deployments. So.
Yeah, where have you been?
Afghanistan and Iraq.
Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, come on.
Seriously.
Come on with that. You're so much more manly than we'll ever be. Seriously. All right. So you guys are going to be out here how long today in Fullerton?
We're here until about 1300, so 1 o'clock.
Okay.
All right. 1300, Bean.
Come on down.
1709, Kevin.
1709. Drop off some toys. Even if you are on your way to work or school and don't have time to hang around for the broadcast and you still want to help out the guys, just drop off some toys. Guys, shake their hands. Girls, big sloppy kiss right on the cheek. Let's take care of these boys down here. Thank you so much for your service, as I said, all year long, and especially for the help that you give us for the live broadcast every year. It's always a pleasure to work with you guys. You're the best. Thanks.
Thank you for having us.
You bet.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show in Fullerton at the Slide Bar, our second home.
My nipples are so hard.
I know, right?
Yeah, it's cold out.
Hey, we are broadcasting live. You can watch the festivities here at krock.com. And, Ralph, what's the cool thing that they're doing for folks who are watching the stream right now?
Yeah, for the first time this year, while you're watching the stream on the internet, during the commercial breaks, when we're not up here being chuckleheads, you will not just see us sitting there. You will actually be able to see the interviews with each of the girls that we did as they came into the show. So you can learn a little bit more about each girl as we progress.
That sounds boobalicious. And by the way, the number one question that I'm seeing...
Hold.
What?
Nope. Hold.
What?
Boobalicious. I'm saying no.
And the creepy begins.
The number one question, speaking of creepy, that I'm being asked on social media this morning is, why does Kevin have a hand pump of lotion in front of his broadcast location this morning?
I think that's hand sanitizer, if I'm not mistaken.
It looks like he's ready for this portion of the competition. That's all I'm saying.
Well,
how does he do it?
The sun is rising in Fullerton, and so am I, because I've seen the girls backstage. So,
ladies and gentlemen.
And they come in handy.
How about a big slide bar welcome for our friend and the master of ceremonies for Miss Double December 2016, Ralph Garman.
Oh, thank you very much. Everyone is in for a treat today. These girls are amazing. We're going to kick things off in the Miss Double December pageant with our swimsuit competition. We're going to be bringing each of the contestants up on stage. Sorry, fellas, but they will be escorted by a Marine. If you try anything, you will be shot. Just keep that in mind. Let's meet the first of our contestants, shall we? Her name is Shauna. Shauna, come on up on stage, darling. There she is. Shauna is from Covina, California.
Holy moly.
Holy moly indeed. Shauna, why don't you take a walk down the runway and introduce yourself to everybody. Shauna says if she was going to write an autobiography, the title would be Sugar and Spice. I wonder if that's what they're named. Maybe Sugar and Spice are the
possible,
two names.
Yeah.
Thank you, Shauna. How about a round of applause for Shauna, our first contestant in this Double December pageant this morning?
That is how you wear a bikini right there.
That's a Union Jack on her ass.
It certainly is.
It sure is. Makes me wish I was British. Next up in our competition is the lovely Cherie. Let's hear a round of applause for Cherie, everybody. Cherie is from Chino, California, and she's our chicken rancher. She's a chicken rancher. When we asked Cherie if she was going to be a porn star, what her porn name would be, she said Cherry Bomb. She describes herself as a nerdy swinger.
A nerdy swinger?
A nerdy swinger, yes.
How tall is Cherie? Do you have that information at your fingertips, Ralph?
She is 7'1".
That seems about right.
Yes. Yeah. The lovely Cherie from Chino, California. Next up, please put your hands together for Alyssa as she makes her way to the stage. Alyssa. Alyssa, you forgot your escort. No man left behind, Alyssa.
Slow down. Wait, what happened backstage? She is running from her Marine.
Alyssa, what's your hurry? Alyssa's from Fullerton, California, by the way. A hometown girl in the competition, Alyssa. Thank you so much.
Does she have another show she's doing? What's happening here?
Yes.
Hey, say hi to Big Boy. What the hell?
We'll be seeing more of Alyssa later on in the talent.
I don't think it would be legal for us to see more of Alyssa than we just saw, Ralph.
I mean, time-wise.
Oh, I see. Ah. Okay.
In the talent portion, Alyssa's going to be doing shots off her boobs, I understand. That's what her talent is.
Well, I mean, okay.
If that's your sort of thing.
If that's what you're into.
Next up, making her way to the stage from North Hollywood, California, it's Carrie. Carrie, come on up and say hi to everybody, why don't you? Carrie is pretty in pink this morning. She described herself as an entertainer. Yes, she is.
There you go.
A mixture of Midwest charm and L.A. smarts and that pink bikini.
I love areola.
Yeah.
All right, Kevin. That's just put the lotion away, would you, for God's sakes? That's the lovely Carrie.
There are maybe 8 inches of material in that entire bikini. You could fit it all in a...
Speaking of 8 inches.
Go on.
Sticking with the Valley Girls from Burbank, California, please put your hands together for Rosa. Rosa making her way to the stage with her Marine escort. Rosa is a dancer. She's got a dancer's body.
It would be illegal if she weren't a dancer.
That's right. If she had one superpower, Rosa said she'd like to fly. Can you see that flying over your flying over your house in the morning? That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
I would never leave.
And the last of our competitors this morning for the swimsuit competition, please give a round of applause for Mallory. Mallory's working her way to the stage from Riverside, California. Mallory says she looks like Grumpy Cat when she wakes up in the morning.
Oh, BS.
Yeah. I've never been a Grumpy Cat fan, but that could all change. Mallory's a financial counselor, guys. She's got brains and looks.
Wow.
I would give her all my money, and she could do whatever she wanted with
it. Is she too smart for us, do you think?
Probably.
She'll be bored quickly, that's for sure.
That's for sure, yes.
Ralph, these, I don't want to jump to any conclusions at all. These women are attractive and well-built.
All right. Once again, Bean, you have crystallized all of our thoughts perfectly. That is the swimsuit portion of the competition, still yet to come all morning long. Of course, we've got talent, and then at the end, we'll be doing our interview portion so you can learn more about each and every one of our contestants. And don't forget, you, the K-Rock listeners, decide who will be Miss Double December, so get to krock.com and do your voting.
Yeah, thousands and thousands of votes already, and there's still room for yours. I think the voting is open until 9 o'clock this morning, and shortly thereafter, we will crown the winner of Miss Double December 2016. Please come on down and see us if you can. We're in Fullerton. We're live at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen. More in a moment right after this on K-Rock.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We are live in Fullerton for the Miss Double December contest.
There's already drunken hooliganism going on.
I think
on
so. I think so, yeah. We're also going to be giving away tickets to night number 2 of the sold-out K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2015, which is coming up a week from Sunday, to somebody in the audience here today. That's coming up in about 10 minutes or so. First, once again, here's our friend Ralph Grammer with a look at the Showbiz Beat on a Friday morning. Hey, Ralph.
Hey there, boys and girls. Sadly, the biggest story in show business this morning is the passing of rock star Scott Weiland.
He was touring with his band, The Wildabouts. They were supposed to play a gig in Minnesota last night, and Scott was found around 9 p.m. on his tour bus, and he had passed away. Of course, lead singer for Stone Temple Pilots, Velvet Revolver. He famously battled substance abuse for years. No word yet on the official cause of death, but everyone is assuming the worst. And at the age of 48, he just passed way, way too soon.
Hey, as you pointed out earlier this morning, Ralph, even if he had been clean, as we all hope, he did a lot of damage to his body over the course of his lifetime, and that certainly could have been a contributing factor to any number of diseases.
Yeah, we won't know for a while why he passed, but just tragic news last night. Dave Navarro broke the news to a lot of people on Twitter with the simple tweet, "Our friend Scott Weiland has died." And so we mourn his passing. He was a great guy and a big talent.
We sure loved being able to spend time with him. I mean, he was a guy we really, really enjoyed a lot.
In happier news, Bryan Cranston lost his virginity to a prostitute.
Just now?
No. It didn't happen this morning or last night.
Okay.
Bryan was telling the story about how he lost his virginity, and he lost his virginity to a Dutch prostitute in Amsterdam.
All right. He's got a good story, at least.
He said he was traveling with a bunch of friends in Europe, and they hit the red light district. And they all decided to indulge.
Mm-hmm.
Perfectly legal there in Amsterdam.
Right?
He wanted to back out, but he said by that point it was almost too late. One of the ladies asked him how much money he had. He foolishly showed her. She took the money and then provided him with services. He calls the experience, as he looks back on it, awful and wonderful. As you can imagine.
Now, Ralph, is that... how do you feel about that? Would you recommend
her? Why personally?
What? No. Okay. I'm asking, how do you feel about that as a way for somebody to lose his virginity with a professional? You think it's a good idea or a bad idea in general for most people?
Yes, Ralph, how do you feel about that?
I guess it's as good as any other way to lose your virginity.
Or is it better to do it with somebody that you know, that you have a relationship with, that you love?
That would be my assumption.
You know? You're the sex you
love.
That's why
plenty of time to have sex with people you love.
Okay.
Plenty of time for that in your life. But
right.
If you want to get the first one out of the way,
uh-huh,
and maybe pick up a tip or two,
okay,
I think a professional might be a very educational first time.
It's a good way to go.
I'm still trying to decide how I'm going to do it. That's why I've asked you the question.
If you can find a woman who would have sex with you, Bean, paid or otherwise, I would just jump at the opportunity.
Yeah. Advantage of that.
My
yes,
money spends. Come on.
Yeah, but you don't spend your money, oddly enough. That's the thing.
Well, I mean, I need a deep discount. I'm gonna negotiate.
That's the name of Bean's home porn movie. Deep Discount.
Deep Discount.
Oh. Yes. CNN has announced via President Jeff Zucker that they will not be donating $5 million to a charity in order to get Donald Trump to show up for the next Republican presidential debate on December the 15th. That was Donald Trump's demand. He said, if you want me to be on CNN at the Republican debate, you have to donate $5 million to a charity.
Wow.
And Zucker said, we don't pay for candidates to appear. We're not going to buckle to his demands and give any money away to anyone. Even though it's for charity, so we're still not going to set that precedent.
Isn't he running for president?
Yes, he is.
You would think that nationwide airtime on CNN would benefit his campaign.
Look, at this point, does he need it?
But there's no way he doesn't show up. I mean, he needs to be on TV.
That's what's going to be the game of chicken. They're going to say no, and then we'll see whether he shows up or not.
Here's what's amazing about the Trump.
Because if he doesn't show up, he's still the story of the night.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Just like when he live tweets the Democratic debates, he still becomes the story.
Yeah.
This is what's unbelievable. That is the least presidential way for him to handle that, yet it doesn't seem to dissuade people from wanting him to be president.
No, not at all.
Here's the counterpoint. Ratings go through the roof when he's there. That's true.
I'm a ratings machine. That's what I do. I bring ratings wherever I go, and people love me. So pay $5 million or sit down. Sit down. That's what he said to Jeff Zucker. And here's some good news. They have announced the halftime show for the Super Bowl, for Super Bowl 50. NFL made the announcement during last night's Packers-Lions game.
Stop.
Why
it.
Are you breathing
because
so heavily,
Because it's not
Bean?
Weird Al.
Oh, Bean was expecting the Weird Al announcement?
No.
You couldn't have been expecting the Weird Al announcement.
No, but it would have been the right thing to do.
Well, instead, they're going to have a little band called Coldplay will
Whatever.
Be performing at halftime.
What the hell ever.
Not a bad choice.
I like it.
I think a lot of people will be entertained.
Do they do White and Nerdy?
I don't think White and Nerdy is one of their hits.
Dad, I'm sorry. I cannot abide.
Speaking of Coldplay, their new CD, A Head Full of Dreams, drops today. It is new CD day. And also, Lil Bub has a new CD today. Lil Bub.
You got that information from Dave, I'm guessing?
What, this Lil is on Bub Dave's is a list. Cat.
Lil Bub is an ugly cat.
Okay.
That really, I would like to put down a saucer of antifreeze in front of.
But you said...
Lil Bub has a new musical CD out called Science and Magic, the Soundtrack to the Universe.
Now, are these songs that Lil Bub's owners picked that Lil Bub likes, or songs that are about cats?
This is music that Lil Bub has created himself, according to the press release.
Did they record his meows and then mix them somehow into
music? I'm hoping someone stepped on his tail and then recorded that over and over and over again.
You guys know that Dave the King of Mexico has already bought that.
Oh, yes. He's probably on it. He's probably one of the... He probably does a duet.
Does a little rap Bub. In the middle of it.
Exactly.
Dave tweeted yesterday that Lil Bub and Marnie met.
He was very excited.
Oh, yeah.
And that's like the biggest moment of his whole life.
Yeah, he said, oh, internet legends.
He said they...
That's
yes,
true.
He is. He said they should be on the Mount Rushmore of internet legends. Lil Bub and Marnie.
Wow.
Okay.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Jeff Bridges is 66 years old today. Chelsea Noble, we all remember her from Growing Pains. She's 51. Marissa Tomei, also 51 today. Fred Armisen from Portlandia and also Seth Meyers Show. He is 49. Rapper Jay-Z turns 46. And Tyra Banks is 42 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Right?
Right?
Smashing right. Pumpkins Christmas music, you guys. How about that? Am I the only one excited? I'm excited.
Oh, very, very excited.
I love it. Hey, you're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We are broadcasting live. It's our annual visit to Fullerton, California. We're at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen. It's the Miss Double December pageant. The girls are going to be back out here, what, Ralph, in the next segment? What's coming up later this hour?
After this segment, the next two, for the rest of the hour, we'll be doing the talent part of our
very nice.
Competition.
Okay.
So we'll see what the girls have to offer besides the obvious.
You can go to krock.com, kevinandbean.com, and cast your vote if you'd like to help decide who will be Miss Double December. Petros Papadakis is coming down later on this morning.
Oh, I can't wait to get a hold of him.
I know you got a bone. And also, we have
I know you got a bone, he said.
Could you finish that sentence, please?
I know you got a bone.
I know you want a bone piece, so that's coming up. And also another special guest later on today that we can't mention, but we're very excited about as well. Kevin, what do you have going on up here,
my
friend?
Well, we're
going
to do Listener-Oki for tickets to the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas.
All right, this is sold out for night two, a week from Sunday at the Forum.
Correct.
Now explain Listener-Oki for those who may not be familiar.
People will sing their favorite song from one of the bands that is on night number two.
All right.
And then we're going to have the crowd vote who's the best.
Right. So this is like a talent competition in itself.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly. It's Listener-Oki. All right. This works. Sometimes this works better than others. We don't know. Come on out.
All right. Now, Kevin, before you talk to him about his song, our first contestant is wearing a Green Bay Packers cap. Are there any... Are there any Lions fans? Do we have any Lions fans in the audience? Because you have permission to come and punch this dude in the face if you're a Lions fan right now.
How dare you, sir?
Yeah, if you didn't see the end of last night's game, you must see it. It was unbelievable. All right, what's your name?
Greg is my name. Greg is my name, and I'm here to rescue you. My name is Greg.
Take it easy.
He is for real.
Let's just give him the ticket.
I feel like he's done enough, but I mean,
need to sing.
In the interest of the competition, what's he going to sing?
What song?
No, they don't.
What song?
All right, sorry. Panic at the Disco. I write sins, not tragedies.
Oh, good choice.
Ladies and gentlemen, Greg.
I chime in with a haven't you people ever heard of? Closing the goddamn door. No, it's much better to face these kinds of things with a sense of poise and rationality. Chime in. Haven't you people ever heard of? Is that all the time I get?
Yeah!
That's all the time you get, Greg. Well done.
How many drinks, Ralph, do you think Greg has had already today?
I'm thinking 8.5.
8.5, yeah. That's pretty good singing for 7 o'clock in the morning, though.
Yes.
All right, our next contestant, what's your name, please?
I'm Anita.
Anita is here to sing. What band, what song?
I'm going to do Sweater Weather by The Neighborhood.
Ooh, nice choice.
All I am is a man. I want the world in my hands. I hate the beach, but I stand in California with my toes in the sand.
Oh, rough crowd. That was nice.
That was very nice.
Lovely.
For the record, I love the beach.
And you are lovely. Thank you very much for competing. That was good.
Thank you.
Next contestant, please.
Yeah, tough crowd indeed.
Wow. What's your name?
Jessica.
Where are you from, Jessica?
Whittier.
All right, Jessica from Whittier is going to sing a song. What band, what song?
Fall Out Boy, Centuries.
Here we go.
Some legends are told, some turn to dust or to gold, but you will remember me for centuries.
She had him until the high note.
You can't be mean to a girl, though. Come on.
Especially not in a Spider-Man hoodie.
Right? She's the perfect woman.
She is.
This is a bad crowd out here, man.
They're rough. They're harsh.
It's guts to get up here. All right, come on out. Next contestant. What's your name? Where are you from?
Deanna.
Deanna from?
Burbank.
Burbank. All right. What band, what song?
Audio Slave, I Am the Highway.
All right, here you go. Some Audio Slave.
I am not your rolling wheels. I am the highway. I am not your carpet rag.
A Chris Cornell song, because, of course, he's on the bill for night number two of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. We're doing Listener Roki down here in Fullerton. Kevin, let's meet your next contestant.
I'm not going to say we already have a winner, but we already have a winner.
How dare you, sir?
Hey, you don't know, man.
Name and where are you from?
Edward. I'm from Monterey Park.
All right. What band, what song?
I'm going to do George Ezra's Budapest.
Here we go.
Yeah. I want to dedicate this to Allie, though.
Oh, very nice.
My house in Budapest, my hidden treasure chest.
Oh, poor Edwards.
Now, was the booing because he was reading the lyrics from his phone?
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for trying.
Sorry, Allie.
I mean,
that didn't work out.
All
right, we got one more contestant.
All right, your name and where you're from, please.
Melissa. Mission Viejo, hey.
All right, what song are you going to do?
I'm going to do Fall Out Boy, Uma Thurman.
Nice.
She wants to dance like Uma Thurman. Bury me till I can confess. She wants to dance like Uma Thurman. Can't get you out of my head. I can move mountains. I can move a miracle. Work a miracle.
Wow.
Uh-oh, keep you like an old. Nothing but death do us part.
Very good.
Wow.
Who needs Patrick, right? Who needs Patrick?
There's some real talent up here today.
Yeah, absolutely. This is going to be tough. All right, let's bring them all back out and help decide who's going to win the tickets. And by the way, backstage passes, courtesy of our friends at Bud Light, for one listener down here this morning in Fullerton.
Wow. That's going to be hard.
All right, I'm going to put my hand over their head, and then by your applause, we'll see who wins. All right?
We might need an elimination round. We might have to pare it down, I think, because there's some real close ones up here.
All right. Let's see how it goes. All right, how about this guy right here? Yep.
That was Greg, our Packers fan, who led off the competition. Sit down.
Look, you don't have to boo. You can just not cheer.
Yeah, just not applaud. We'll get to it.
All right.
Oh, man.
Or boo. I think that's the worst response in the history of this WC.
I think so. I think we have an angry mob.
All right.
So, these two and Greg on the end.
Yeah.
I think we'll have to
we got Chris Cornell, Fall Out Boy,
and that other one.
And Panic at the Disco. Those are our three. Okay.
Now, what do we do? How do we do
same
this?
Same thing.
We'll do
same
another
thing.
Round. We'll do another,
another
round.
Another round of singing?
No, another round of good. Applause.
And I was worried. All right. Shut up, Allie.
All right. Here we go. I think this is worth mentioning, Kevin. So at this point, I would say applaud for the person you want to win only.
Right.
only applaud for the person you want to win. We'll go down the line one more time.
All right, here we go. Contestant one. Contestant two. Contestant three. I feel like it's two.
Number two.
Number two.
Well done. By the way, thank you to all of the contestants for competing. That was a lot of fun, and congratulations. Enjoy Acoustic Christmas 2015, Nightmare 2.
What? What, Kevin? Rick?
She won last year here as well.
Shut up.
No.
Oh, and the crowd turns on her.
She's a ringer.
Well, girl can sing. All right. We're
she can sing, and everyone hates her.
See? That's why you don't have talent.
Thank you. Right,
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show in Fullerton for our Miss Double December pageant.
The sun is up. It's a beautiful day. The United States Marines are here accepting your donations for Toys for Tots. If you want to come on down and get a new unwrapped toy as the price of admission, you can be part of the fun here at the Slide Bar in Fullerton. Ladies and gentlemen, look who's just joined us. It's Miss Double December 2015, Ashley.
There she is.
Ashley, what's going on?
Oh, you know, just...
A lot closer.
Closer?
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, right up to your mouth.
Right? Yeah.
Ashley,
I don't know how to do this.
Before we talk about your reign, tell me about a year ago, almost to the day, when you were just a contestant vying to be Miss Double December. What was going through your mind about this time of day?
Vodka.
Vodka.
Vodka. Vodka, is
vodka was going through her mind.
Was the pageant what you thought it was going to be? Or do you remember being super nervous? Did you ever have a feeling that you were going to win? Like, what kinds of thoughts were you having?
No, I had no idea that I was going to win. I was so scared. All of you guys, the stage, had no idea what to do. Probably the scariest thing I've ever done. What?
And what was your favorite memory? What was your favorite memory of being Miss Double D for the year?
Oh, geez.
I bet it was meeting System of a Down. I bet that's got to be close to the top of the list, right?
That was definitely that, and meeting Manson.
Yeah.
Pretty much every time I came to the studio was the best thing ever. I don't know. It might be you guys.
Well,
you don't have to suck up anymore. Yeah.
You already got the, job.
That was like the sixth thing that came to her mind.
That was also the least believable compliment I've ever heard.
And maybe you guys. By the way, she didn't even say you guys. She said it might be you guys.
Well, you have been a fantastic Miss Double December, and we have loved spending time with you, and I do hope that you will stay in touch.
Yeah, I'm not going away.
We appreciate that.
I'm keeping the ground.
In fact, I want you to help us out here because Ralph Garman's got some contestants he wants to introduce us to. Where are we in the competition today, Ralph?
We are now entering stage two of the Miss Double December pageant, which is our talent competition.
Woo!
Each of the girls will come up here. They will perform a specific talent that is unique to them. We ask you that you please be supportive because it takes a lot of guts to get up here and do what they do. Let's bring up, first of all, Shauna to the stage. Shauna is not only lovely, but she's also an expert in the mystical art of yoga.
Oh, that's right. She did tell us about that.
So Shauna is going to be doing some yoga for us up on the stage. You know what they say about girls who practice yoga?
What do they say, Ralph?
I have no idea. I was hoping you did. That's why I asked. But I'm betting you she's very flexible. Oh, my God.
Okay, that's already painful.
Yeah. How does she do that?
Bending herself into various shapes.
By the way, this is why webcams were invented, right? That's why you should be streaming this show right now instead of listening to it. Go to KevinAndBean.com or
KevinAndBean.com. That's the photo that she sent in, and it's not possible what she's doing.
That's crazy good. Oh, my Lord.
Well, this is just the most remarkable thing I've ever seen. And I've been to Mount Rushmore.
I got to take up yoga. I know that much. I got to start going to a yoga studio if this is what happens.
All right.
I bet there's a waiting list of 10 years to get into her class.
Ladies and gentlemen, Shauna and yoga.
What? No, keep going.
Well, we have other girls.
So what?
We have other girls to meet.
Come
Kevin.
On, Ralph.
Put your hands together for Shauna, everybody. That was very impressive.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Wow, that was...
When you saw that, you were like,
don't forget your shoes.
Woo. How many times I said that to girls the next morning?
Lordy.
Don't forget your shoes.
Hey, girls, be more like Shauna.
I'm not sure that's the point.
Or you could be more like our next contestant, Cherie. Let's bring Cherie up on stage. Cherie has brought with her talent. She's going to be rocking a pogo stick up here on stage.
Well, that seems dangerous.
Ill-advised.
I'm hoping she's securely fastened before we start this, or else we might need to black things out. Cherie, the stage is yours. Let's see what you can do with that pogo stick.
One-handed pogo sticking, and that's just what I'm doing.
She's an animal.
Yes.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, Cherie and her magical pogo stick.
We're lucky somebody didn't die during that one.
I was ready to throw myself on her if she needed it. Well,
that's the right thing to do, Ralph.
You're a giver.
And the last one in the first half of the talent competition. Next up is Alyssa. Alyssa's making her way to the stage. Now, Alyssa has a very unique talent. She is able to drink a shot out of her boobs without using her hands.
Okay.
Now, I mean, if that's what she wants to do.
Now, hold on. Don't rush. Last time you just ran out here and ran back. We're going to take our time, Alyssa. Do you need any assistance with this at all, or can you do this yourself? All right, she's going to do this without any assistance.
All right. What's happening, Ralph? What's she saying?
Alyssa wants to know if she's supposed to lick the shot before she does it or after she does it.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Oh, I think that's dealer's choice. By the way, I would like Alyssa, before she does the shot, to turn around and show the audience the tattoo on her back.
All right. Alyssa, could you turn around and show the tattoo on your back? There you go.
Orange County. How about that?
Orange County, born and raised. All right, here the shot is going in to the shot holder.
Also known as cleavage.
There she is licking, and now she is shooting that shot. There she goes. And licking. And she's licking and shooting and licking and shooting. Which is the name of my new album, and I hope you'll all pick it up, Licking and Shooting. Thank you, Alyssa, everyone. Put your hands together for Alyssa.
Done. Very impressive. I feel like Jesus would love this show today. I really do.
He's the reason he died for our sins.
That's right. Happy holidays, everybody.
When we get back, the second portion of our talent competition.
We're live at Fullerton. Come on down and join us if you want at the Slide Bar. Miss Double December 2016 on the world-famous K-Rock.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 7:38.
Playing a lot of STP and Velvet Revolver this morning and throughout the day at K-Rock, of course, as we remember our late friend, Scott Weiland. If you did not hear the tragic news, Ralph will be updating that story for us in about 10 minutes or so here on the Showbiz Beat. Petros Papadakis coming down just after 8. By the way, P's going to be here. Ralph, you got problems with Petros, right?
Well, we have to talk about his show, The Challenge. I watch The Challenge every week.
Uh-huh.
After the...
The Sunday night game on
NBC, yeah. And I want to talk to him about that show.
I feel like your friendship is on the line if this doesn't go well today.
I need some answers, that's
okay,
for sure.
All right.
I got some questions.
Ralph is wearing a fancy suit. He is on the stage here at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen in Fullerton, which is our home away from home. We broadcast every year as we crown Miss Double December 2016 this time around. Now, we've just met the first three contestants in their talent competition, and I think we're ready for part two.
This is the second round of the talent competition. The remaining three contestants will come up here on stage and perform for you a unique skill that demonstrates not only their beauty but also their talent. Let's start off. You guys liked the yoga in the first stage so much. Let's get some more yoga from Carrie. Let's bring Carrie up on stage.
We have two yoga meisters in one competition.
I believe yoga meister is the official term. Yes, uh-huh. Dean.
Yoga meister.
Carrie, let me get over there with this microphone. I want to talk to Carrie.
You might want to watch this at krock.com on the video stream.
Carrie, what kind of yoga are you going to be doing today?
Carrie-yoga.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Carrie.
Carrie-yoga.
Do you often see yoga in high heels, you guys?
Not often.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, she's on her head.
Oh, look at that. She is upside down.
All right.
Go on. Wow, that is strength.
Unbelievable control.
That is ridiculous.
I mean, for me, not jumping over the table.
What?
Look at that. How?
What? She is just barely staying in that crop top, too, by the way. Oh, my Lord. Wow. Down into the splits. Ladies and gentlemen, Carrie.
That is astonishing. That's my jaw.
USA indeed right there. Thank you so much, Carrie.
Carrie is what makes this nation great.
That's correct.
I'm just glad the Marines are here so they can see what they're fighting for.
Exactly.
That's right.
God bless America indeed, sir.
Next up on the stage is the lovely Rosa. Put your hands together for Rosa. As we mentioned when Rosa was in the swimsuit competition, she is a dancer by trade, so it just makes sense that she is going to dance for you today.
All right.
Let's enjoy. Let's hit the music, Omar. Let's give it some dancing from Rosa.
Might be a good time to remind our listeners that we do have a webcast at KROQ.com right now.
Shut up.
Are you concentrating?
Shut up. I'm just saying this is best
Shut
enjoyed
up.
Visually.
Concentrating. Ladies and gentlemen, Come Rosa.
On. All right. Why was nobody throwing $20 bills on the stage?
Like you've ever thrown a $20 bill anywhere, ever.
Well, I mean, I expect change.
Beans volunteering other people's $20 bills.
You people aren't throwing money.
It just seemed like something that should be rewarded. That's all. That was hard work right there.
I've seen this man buy a newspaper and ask for a receipt. I'm not kidding. That happened.
Many times.
Many times.
Yeah.
He is a dick.
Oh, yes. Come on.
Yes, he is. And the last participant in the talent section of our talent competition, the Miss Double December pageant, is Mallory. Let's bring Mallory up on stage. The lovely Mallory is carrying with her, as you can see, a jump rope. She is going to be jumping rope for us this morning.
Well, okay.
Those of you in front may want to put on your protective eyewear now.
I don't think they have protective eyewear.
Oh, well, they should, because she is going to be doing some jump roping, and here she goes.
This is the most athletic group we've ever had, I think.
Wow, it's like I'm watching Creed.
Right?
There she goes, crossing over.
Look at that, very impressive.
There you go, Mallory, everybody. Put your hands together for Mallory. She put herself in great physical danger by jumping rope this morning.
This is the greatest goddamn country on earth.
You got that right.
Right?
Those are competitors in the talent portion of the Miss Double December pageant.
Let's hear it for all of the ladies here this morning, huh? Great stuff. Now, Ralph, what happens next hour after you take Petros apart? Then what happens when the ladies come back out?
We've seen their beauty. We've seen their talent. Now, in the next section, we're going to do the interview portion where we get to know the person inside, the part that really
counts.
Well,
that's why we're here.
That's what matters to us, is what are they like on the inside? We'll be talking to each of the girls. We've got some random questions we'll be asking them, and then we'll be able to judge their answers.
Great. Looking forward to seeing what's behind those implants. That's what you're saying.
Oh, wow. Why do you have to be that guy?
Why are you bad?
Ralph's got the
show. Stop being bad.
Ralph's got the showbiz beat. We are live
on.
Be right back on K-Rock.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 7:52.
That's your theme song, isn't it, Kevin? I don't know why. I don't know why.
Name of my book. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Hey, couple of programming notes, real quick here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First of all, because we're doing the live show in Fullerton for Miss Double December, we're not going to be talking to our friend RJ Bell from Pregame.com Las Vegas about the NFL action this weekend. But we have recorded it, and it will be on today.
today's Kevin and Bean podcast. You can also find it at krock.com, kevinandbean.com later today. So if you need your picks from RJ, that is happening there.
How did he do last week? Do we remember?
I think he was one and two.
One and two. Yeah.
And the other note is for those who are either here now in Fullerton at the Slide Bar or are planning on coming down for the last part of the broadcast, is there is free live music after the show from the local band Common Kings. They're going to be performing right at the end of our show at 10 o'clock today.
The party doesn't stop here until someone has to carry Kevin to his car.
That's correct.
That's how we always gauge how long the party's going to last.
So a half hour?
Yeah, we broadcast till 10, but most of us, including the contestants and the fans and everything, stick around well into the afternoon. So the party's going on all day here at the Slide Bar in Fullerton. Definitely come on down and join us if you can. And if you're coming into the broadcast, bring a new unwrapped toy and drop it off with the Marines, if you would, today. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Ralph Garman one more time. Time for the Showbiz Beat at 7:53.
Thank you so much. I wish I had better news to report this morning, because the biggest showbiz story is also the saddest. We lost a friend of the Kevin and Bean Show and of K-Rock. Scott Weiland has passed away. He was found dead on his tour bus in Minnesota last night. He was supposed to perform with his band, The Wildabouts, at the Medina Ballroom in Bloomington, Minnesota. And he was discovered deceased on his tour bus around 9 p.m. That's when most of us heard the news. In fact, Dave Navarro, guitarist, of course, of Jane's Addiction and a friend of Scott's, tweeted, "Our friend Scott Weiland has died." And so that was bad news to get last night. But we will remember him, and we will appreciate his work and all the good stuff that he did for many, many years.
Yeah, absolutely. He was a real fun guy to get to know and to spend time with, and just a real genuine, nice guy, too. You know what I mean? Never had a bad word to say about anybody, and it's so tragic. You know, as you pointed out first thing this morning, Allie, addictions are just a bitch, man. Your heart's just got to go out to anyone who struggles with that.
Everyone's talking about how Carrie Fisher was told she had to lose weight for the latest installment of the Star Wars franchise. She herself has said she was instructed to drop 35 pounds before they had her back to reprise her role as Princess Leia. Yes! Actually, 20 pounds of that was just the buns on the side of her head, so that wasn't so hard. But a lot of people aren't talking about the fact that Mark Hamill was also told he was a big fat ass, and if he wanted to be Luke Skywalker again, he had to drop weight.
Really?
He lost 50 pounds for
his
role.
Wow.
Yeah. So everyone's back in shape for this movie.
All right.
And Harrison Ford had to actually do some coke so that they could understand him on the set, because otherwise he was just all... Seth MacFarlane, my buddy, says there's a Family Guy movie in the works.
Awesome.
You guys Family Guy fans? You guys watch Family Guy? Yesterday he tweeted that soon. Actually, this is what he tweeted. That's right, folks. You can go ahead and circle soon on your calendars for when the movie will be coming out. So no word yes on when exactly we're going to get a Family Guy movie, but he says it is in the works. So
I do a lot of voices on that show, and I really
you do.
Yes, and it's really it's great. Seth's a good guy.
Do one right now. Would
yeah,
you
I
mind?
Really do. No,
no right
do
now.
One of your many voices
yeah,
from Family
now.
Guy, Kevin.
Go
yes,
ahead,
you do.
Kevin.
We'd love
come
to
on,
hear,
Allie.
We'd love to hear one of your Family Guy voices.
I don't have any Family Guy
because it's me, isn't it? You. It's you. Me, the one who does it.
It is you, yes.
Liar.
Yeah.
And Adele has a special coming up on NBC, a concert special that was taped on November the 17th at New York City's Radio City Music Hall, and we'll all get to see it on December 14th. That's the release date for that. With the sales week ending last night, Adele's new album, 25, is easily above the 4 million copies sold mark. That's what she's got. And she also announced that she is going to be touring, so we'll get to see her here in the States in the summer of next year. 2016, we'll be able to see Adele.
That's fantastic.
By that time, she will have sold 4 billion copies
yeah,
of her
no
album.
No kidding. Hey, Rob.
Yeah, hey, Bean.
I know we have a very busy show. We got a lot of stuff going on. But speaking of...
This is going to be a worthless question.
No, it's
sure
not.
I'm putting a dollar up right now.
All right.
Speaking of NBC, it was on too late for me, but did anybody watch The Wiz live last night?
I did not watch The Wiz, no.
Kevin?
Hell no.
Miss Double December Ashley, did you watch The Wiz live?
Nope.
No, she said.
Miss Allie McKay?
I did.
There we go.
And how was our little friend David Alan Grier as the Cowardly Lion?
I will say David Alan Grier, amazing, but you know who stole it?
Who stole it?
Neo, the Tin Man.
Really?
Who knew?
Huh? Was it craptastic and you watched it because it was bad, or was it actually very good?
It was amazing. So well done. The sets, everything. It was unbelievable.
Wrong.
No. No. True. True.
My favorite part of the live event last night was
not Wiz fans here.
Was the
Wiz anyway?
The many tweets that hit the internet last night of people who were furious at the fact that The Wiz was an all-black cast.
Having no idea of the history of the show.
And that they were tweeting, oh, if there was an all-white Wiz, then everybody would be up in arms and say it was racist. And no one pointed out to them that The Wizard of Oz, the actual movie, was completely white and had no one of color in that. So there has been an all-white Wiz. It's called The Wizard of Oz.
Exactly, yeah.
Lots of people tweeting in complaint about that.
That is hilarious.
A lot of Trump supporters were very up in arms about the Wiz last night.
All right, well, now I'm excited to see it when I get home. Right.
Did you record it?
Yes!
So the big thing about that special is the fact that it was live.
Right, I recorded it too.
Well, then that's not your. Then what's the point of watching a live show that you've recorded?
The point is, if there's a disaster, you go back and watch it.
If there's not,
you delete it.
So you just wanted to capture the tragedy.
Yes.
If there was anything there.
Yes.
I just want to see the show.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
or
we know how you love Broadway musicals, Pete. Today's celebrity birthdays: Tyra Banks, 42 years old today. Jay-Z celebrates his 46th birthday. Fred Armisen, we love him, 49 years old. Marissa Tomei, Oscar-winning actress, is 41. I think she's now on Empire, isn't she? Yeah, she's the baddie, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's bad. Why don't they make an all-white Empire? That's what I want to know. Why
is
there an all-white version of that?
That's racism.
Chelsea Noble from Growing Pains is 51 as well. Jeff Bridges, one of my favorite all-time actors, turned 66 years old today. I am Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
One of 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 7 minutes after 8 o'clock.
I don't know if I'm supposed to speak or not. See this red light over here, Kevin? When that red light goes on, that means we're on the air.
What?
Yeah, it's true.
Now you tell him.
It's true.
Wow.
We are in Fullerton at the Rock and Roll Slide Bar Kitchen, our home away from home, this year once again for the Miss Double December pageant. That's Ralph Garman right there, who in just a few minutes is going to be back on the stage with the interview portion of the competition with the girls. Ladies and gentlemen, if you could have just one member of the Petros and Money radio show from AM 570, it would certainly be Matt Money Smith, but he wasn't available today. So I'm happy to say our friend Petros Papadakis joins us here up on the desk.
Thank you so much for having me.
I
relish in being the second choice.
You are the second best thing about that show, man, if I can be honest.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that, Bean. I feel the same way about you here.
well, Pete, it's great to see you, and we do have a lot of stuff we want to talk about, and I know Ralph has something he wants to bring up, but just real quick, I know you had the new coach on yesterday, and I want to know how you're feeling about him and USC Stanford tomorrow.
Oh, the new USC coach, because the Dodgers got a new manager.
You had him on, too. I know.
On as well.
Yeah, both new managers and coaches on there?
Double
up.
Can you imagine?
You guys are right there.
It's almost like we're a sports show, and we have to talk to all the people that are relevant in
sports. Wait, you talked sports on your sports show?
We did some sports.
Huh.
And just a little bit.
All right.
We played some grab ass around that sport.
Sure, sure.
You spent the first 2 hours just talking about Back to the Future or something, though, right?
Most of the show this week has been dedicated to the Kobe logo hero villain that he put out.
Yeah, don't get me started on that.
Yeah, Matt's pretty offended about that, so he's been going on and on. But I like the new coach, in all honesty. You guys talked to me earlier in the week.
Uh-huh.
I think that overall USC's athletic department is such a mess, top to bottom, that this is the best thing that they could have done if the current athletic director was going to be involved in the hire. So I'm happy with Clay Helton. I think he's going to do a good job. Unlike this place, even though Ralph's in a suit, Clay is an adult voice,
uh-huh,
and he can help, you know, those people.
How do you like the Pac-12 championship game, though?
I think it's going to be a hell of a game, to be honest with you, because USC is a really talented team. So it's never a shock when USC wins or competes against anybody that they play against, even if they're not as fluid. But Stanford has a white guy running back, believe it or not.
What?
Yeah, can you believe it?
No such thing.
There has been at Stanford because of the straight A's and stuff.
Oh, sure.
And the, you know, president of the school, and they do all kinds of different things.
Gee.
I'm sorry. What's the matter with Kevin? What did he do?
He was listening to what you said.
Jesus.
He said there's a white running back, which is strange because of straight A's and stuff.
No, he said because of the straight A's.
Right. Stanford gets a lot of white
even
guys.
More offensive.
I get that.
I'm telling you.
All right, let's move on. So, P.
Nigerian dudes and white dudes. Look at Stanford. I mean, that's been Stanford for Barry Sanders' son. They're national recruiters. And they have this guy, Christian McCaffrey, who's a white guy running back, just like the last white guy running back they had that was up for the Heisman named Toby Gerhardt. I was a white guy running back at USC.
Right.
I sent Stanford my transcript.
And they said,
what'd they say?
They never called me again.
All right. Pete, you have a very busy schedule with lots of different shows on radio and television, but we want to talk about the challenge.
Yes.
I brought this up the other day.
It's a local show that I've kind of been doing sort of for 10 years.
And listen, I'm a huge fan of the NBC Sunday night games. I always watch, and then I always make a point to stick around after the game is over so I can tune in and watch you on the challenge. But here's my complaint. There's very little you on the challenge. It's mostly, it opens up, Fred Rogan shows some high school kids in a T-shirt, and then you give away a Barca lounger. And you don't ever say anything. You don't participate. You're not adding. You're not giving me facts. I need more pee on that show.
There are a lot of occasions that I sit there, and Fred, to whatever ratings, 15-minute windows, do you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
He's really into, like, the ratings windows.
Right.
So there's a certain point where you are like, what are they chanting? Oh, more girls.
Yeah.
Look, I didn't want to do a sports segment. They asked me to, okay? I could talk about every white running back that ever played in the history of college football. We're going to do it till 10.
The girls
not all straight-A students.
The girls
just
are coming out in like 5 minutes. 5 minutes.
The girls in 5 minutes.
Yes.
Could you just bear with
Take
me? Ralph's upset about a local show.
I'm upset
on NBC.
Because I get a lot of Rogan, I get a lot of high school kids in T-shirts, and then I get very little you. And there's Xboxes, and there's Barclays.
Fred is freaked out about ratings, so sometimes he just says, we got to get off the air. We got to get off to get the rating. We got to go.
But you still have the talking chicken, though, right?
Sometimes the parrot even dies. It's a parrot this year.
Okay.
Last year, just the segment, Allie, not the killing of the actual animal.
All right.
But, yeah, sometimes he'll kill anything just to get the rating, so then I just sit there and get paid, and I just sit there and sweat.
Was Ralph's summary of the show accurate?
Yes.
Okay. It's a high school kid in a T-shirt, and then you give away an Xbox.
Every once in a while, though, they'll be like, Petros, talk for 8 minutes now. and so it's very nerve-wracking. It's become a horrible source of anxiety for me.
Who do I have to talk to get you to give me a little bit more pee on that show? Is it Rogan? Do I have to step up to Rogan and smack him down?
You know, honestly, I think you're running up against a brick wall.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't
Ralph
think anything good's going to
needs more pee.
And less Rogan.
I appreciate the sentiment.
Well,
I
tune in every week to see what's pee going to make me laugh about this week.
That's one of those rare occasions where you go to work and the actual guy talking to you on the air is the boss.
Oh.
You know, Fred is the sports director at NBC.
And pee is a hired hand. It's not like it's his choice how the show runs.
You just
do what they tell you.
I'm just there for the night to collect a check to feed my children.
All right.
Wait a minute. But
like Fred, we've been friends a long time. I don't care how he abuses me on the show. I don't like it when he turns up the heat to make me uncomfortable. But other than that, you know, I mean, I just kind of follow orders on a Sunday night.
We have you on the show all the time, and you interrupt us all the time with no issue. Why don't you do that on that show?
They scream at me in my ear,
so
the production
what?
People.
All right, if you don't talk,
you're right.
If you don't talk, just at least ruffle up his hair. Just run your fingers through his hair real quick.
I will do something on Sunday night
to
acknowledge this conversation that we had.
All right, good.
I'll be tuning in.
I will be tuning in for
and
that.
And I'm sorry I'm not a naked woman. I'm a fat, pasty Greek man.
Show us your boobs, Pete.
Right?
No, there is a story here.
Let's see them.
Here it comes. There is a story here. Well,
put them on the glass.
First, the worst is every year that I come to this, it's just mostly just panting men, just, you know, standing up against the fence.
Especially the guys here who got here early so they could be in the front.
Yeah,
those guys are
so creepy.
Those are beans people right there.
It's like they can't stand that close to the partition because, you know, there's
something blocking.
Sure,
they need a couple inches.
Yeah, you know.
They were here at like 2:30 this morning.
But here, I'm missing a nipple I lost against San Diego State in 1998.
Yeah.
That's my normal nipple.
That's a normal nipple.
And this is the one I lost in a football game.
Is this
a white tailback?
There's no nipple there. It's just areola. It's areola with no actual nipple.
It's just a big areola.
Those are the most disappointing boobs today.
I know. I'm sorry. No, but I tell you, I took my jersey off in the Coliseum locker room, and it was just a stream of blood coming from where my nipple tip used to be.
Terrible. And that's why there's no more white running backs at USC.
All right. Listen, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, the girls will be out on stage one more time. Don't forget, you can still vote at KevinAmin.com or KRock.com. Cast your vote for who you would like to see be Miss Double December 2016. And we'll welcome them back to the stage right after this on K-Rock. Kevin is not even aware that we're doing a radio show.
He has no idea.
No idea.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, how's your weekend going, Kevin?
What's going on?
Good. That is our friend, the late Scott Weiland, on the Kevin and Bean Show. Sadly, we lost him last night at just the age of 48. We are paying tribute as best we can.
this morning by playing lots of music from the band and remembering him well. And Ralph will have an update on the story if anything new is available on it coming up later in the hour in the Showbiz Beat. Speaking of Ralph, he's out on stage wearing his suit, looking great, ready to continue the Miss Double December pageant. What's going on?
You're mentioning how good I look a little bit too much for my comfort, Bean. Keep bringing that up.
For folks who aren't watching the webcast, Ralph in a suit is a pretty good deal, that's all. Pete, you would agree, right?
Yeah, it's like watching Turner Classic Movies or something. It's really sweet.
I don't know what that means.
You got a lot
I don't know
of class, what that means. A lot of style, a lot of panache.
All right,
come on, man.
I appreciate it, Pete. This is my favorite portion of the Miss Double December pageant each and every year. This is the interview portion where we bring the girls up one by one and we ask them a randomly selected question to try to see what's inside their minds.
That's what we really care about.
That's what we care about. So we're going to kick things off with our very first contestant once again, Shauna, making her way to the stage. Shauna, come on up, sweetie. We've got a randomly selected question for you. The lovely Shauna, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Shauna, here is your question. Christmas time is right around the corner. Now, if money were no object, what one Christmas gift would you like most to receive? If someone could buy you anything, money was no object, what's the one thing that you would love to get more than anything else in the world?
Lamborghinis for my twin daughters.
What about for you, though? Lamborghinis for the girls, but what would you like to have?
One for me as well.
So three Lamborghinis. Santa can bring three Lamborghinis down your chimney, so to speak. And speaking of your chimney, thanks for doing that yoga earlier, too. That was great.
Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, Shauna right there. Shauna, thank you so much, Shauna. We appreciate it.
Ralph, I just love that she calls them her twin daughters.
She actually does have twin daughters.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood. Right.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much.
P, how was your view for that? Was that all right?
It was, you could see how provocative she was being, even though I couldn't see the front.
Right, yeah, body language, right. Yeah.
That's all you need. Next to the stage is Cherie. Let's bring Cherie up here. There she is. You remember Cherie, our pogo sticker?
Is that code?
Cherie, here's your randomly selected question. If you had a time machine, what one person would you travel back in time to have sex with? What famous dead person would you like to go back in time and have sex with?
Wow. My best friend. She came with me today. I've been at it for 20 years. She still won't put out. I keep trying.
How would a time machine help you to have sex with your best friend?
I can build the relationship better, flirt a little bit more.
Oh, so you can hit it before she decided to quit it.
Before she says no women. Wow.
So are you telling me that you like ladies as well as the men?
Oh, I love ladies. Love them.
Well, I mean, okay.
It's another thing we all have in common.
All right. Okay.
Thank you so much.
I'm this close to switching teams.
Right, well, we'll keep that in mind. Thank you, Cherie. Thank you so much.
If she can get that time machine going, it sounds like she's well on her way.
She's right on the edge. right on the edge.
I'm going to need you to diagram that for me, Ralph, so I can follow how
that
worked.
It was like inception. I don't even know what happened.
I think she was thinking she went back in time, she could start laying the groundwork a little earlier. And then her friend of 20 years would be ready and prepped now.
She knows now how to seduce a woman much better than she did as a 12-year-old or whatever she's
talking. All right.
Does that help us?
She said go back 20 years.
Right. Does that help us?
Go back 20 years. Those are young girls.
They are. And I'm sorry you took us there, Pete.
She's the one that took us there with the time.
Can we cut off Petros's mic?
I'm thinking maybe Rogan knows what he's doing when he doesn't let Pete talk on Sunday nights.
You just proved that point, Pete.
They said 20 years and she seemed to be in her 20s. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Maybe all right. That's too much for you.
We should give away an Xbox for a Barca Lounger right now. Maybe we should do that.
Jerome's Furniture.
Oh.
Thank you. I love you all.
And the last person in this first half of the interview portion of our show, let's bring up Alyssa to the stage. Alyssa, please come on up. We've got a question for you that we're dying to ask you. I've got several questions I'm dying to ask you, actually, but I'm just going to pick one. Come on
Holy moly.
Yeah.
How is she standing?
Balance.
Here is your question. Of course, you know, everyone's talking about the presidential race that's going to be coming up next year for the election. We're already seeing all the candidates and the debates. If you were running for president, what one campaign promise would you make
And it has to be one that you would absolutely honor. You'd have to keep this one campaign promise if you were running for president. What would it be?
Everybody gets laid! Yay!
President Alyssa would have sex with everyone in the United States. That's what her campaign would be based
on. USA!
I'd vote for
USA!
Thank you, Alyssa.
She really went for the low-hanging fruit there.
Hey, it's okay. She knows the audience. What are you going to say? I think it's a hell of a platform she's got right there.
Agreed.
I don't know if she'll be Miss Double D, but I hope she's the president.
I do, too.
All right. That is round number one of the interview portion of the contestants vying to be Miss Double December 2016. We got the next batch coming up next when we return live from Fullerton here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
6.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 8:38. We are live in Fullerton at the Slide Bar.
Voting is still open for about 20 minutes or so. If you want to go to krock.com and cast your vote, who you'd like to see represent the show as Miss Double December 2016. Ralph Garman is on stage. It's time for part two of the interview portion of the pageant. That was a great first round, Ralph.
It sure was. And keep in mind, this is your last chance to really get to know the girls before you cast your final votes, because voting does end at 9 o'clock, if
that's
I'm not
right.
mistaken.
That's right.
So keep that in mind as you listen to the girls. We get to know their personalities a little bit by asking them random questions. We have three more contestants to talk to, so let's get to it. Let's bring Carrie up to the stage. Carrie, come on up here. Oh, Carrie looking lovely in an off-the-shoulder sort of number. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, all right.
Hi, Carrie.
Hello.
Here's your randomly selected question. It's time to play a little game we like to call F, Marry, or Kill. You have to pick three celebrities and rank them in the order of the one you'd most like to F, the one you would like to marry, and the one you would like to kill. Three celebrities that you would F, marry, or kill. Let's start with F.
I think I would probably F Megan Fox.
Megan Fox. You'd like to F Megan Fox.
All right.
What celebrity would you like to marry?
This is so hard. Let's see. Oh, I'm getting dinged. I would probably like to marry someone funny. I like Daniel Tosh a lot.
Daniel Tosh, all right. And lastly, kill. Pick the celebrity that you'd like to kill.
Probably Kristen Stewart.
Kristen Stewart, an excellent choice, an excellent choice.
Wow.
Right. I'm with her. Ladies and gentlemen, give a round of applause to Carrie. Thank you so much, Carrie.
I would like to see all three of those things happen.
I would, too. Although Kristen Stewart may already be technically dead.
That's
she
true.
May not
How
qualify.
Would we know?
How would we know?
You want to be at her wedding to Daniel Tosh?
I'd like to see that. That sounds like a lot of fun.
I'd love to see that happen. I'd really love to
Bean
see the
two of them. Weddings.
He does.
But I'm thinking about the hilarious YouTube videos that would come out of it that he would then play at a show.
Next up to the stage, let's bring Rosa up on stage. Rosa, come on up.
Rosa,
oh my lord.
Is that leather? What am I looking at?
I don't know
at,
what that is, but I want my car upholstered in it. I know that much. Here is your question, Rosa. If reincarnation is real, and you are going to come back as an animal, which animal would you choose to come back in your next life? What animal?
A cheetah.
A cheetah. Why would you choose cheetah?
Because they're fast and they're fierce. And I feel like they're pretty up there in the food chain.
All right, a cheetah. Rosa the cheetah, everybody. Put your hands together for Rosa. Thank you so much for coming up here, guys.
It's actually a pretty good answer.
That's
really
a great answer.
That was a really well-answered question.
I'd like to see that, too, if that's an option.
A cheetah doesn't have to worry about much.
Right.
Some say that's what Tom Brady is.
I was waiting for it. There it is.
Well done, P. Well done, sir.
A cheetah. Because
yeah.
in Boston, with the accents,
right.
they'd
yeah.
say, hey, he's a cheetah.
Right.
I get it now.
Let's get a six at the Packy.
I like it. Our final contestant up on the stage, please welcome Mallory. Let's talk to Mallory. Mallory looking lovely. Wow, that's a nice dress. Hi, Mallory.
Hi.
Here is your question. Let's assume that if you win the Miss Double December pageant, you may go on some trips with the K-Rock morning show. What if we were on a boat trip, and that boat went down,
and you were on a deserted island, what one member of the Kevin and Bean Show would you like to have on that deserted island with you?
That's easy. Bean, of course. Hello.
Wow.
Hello.
Wow.
Why in the world would you choose Bean?
We already have our future plan. We have a unicorn, a zebra, all kinds of stuff happening.
That's the most disturbing answer we've gotten today, I think.
You remember when she came into the studio, she told us she's tired of being around a lot of people. She just wants to live on a farm with a bunch of animals. It's pretty perfect.
Yes, we're perfect for each other.
Here's what I like. I like that the entire audience booed.
Yes. Well, you have some serious mental issues, but thank you so much, Mallory, for coming in.
Thank you,
Mallory. Adorable. Thank you, Mallory. Appreciate it.
I believe our love will get us through, though, Ralph. We're going to be okay.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
That's the worst thing that could have happened.
And who would be more useless on a deserted island than Bean? He'd die like in the first hour.
He'd kind to the animals until he died.
That's right. He'd hit his head on a palm tree, and then that would be it. That would be over. You could make a lean-to out of his body or something. Other than that, he'd be useless.
That might be good for some shade. I guess that's about it, right?
That's about it, yeah.
All right, so Ralph, some tough competition this year, huh?
I think a lot of great choices in those girls. I mean, it'd be hard to pick just one if I were voting.
Yep, well, we're going to have to. Go to KRock.com right now and cast your vote. Who would you like to see be a part of the Kevin and Bean Show for all of 2016? Who will be our Miss Double December? By the way, we have a couple of special guests coming up, one of which is former Miss Double D Lux, who has just arrived. She's
awesome.
Going to be joining us up here. She's got some very cool stuff going on. And then we have another super secret guest that's going to be joining us just after 9 as well. So good stuff coming up here in Fullerton. We're at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen. It's the Kevin and Bean Show live on K-Rock.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show live from Fullerton at the Slide Bar for Miss Double December.
Yay!
Now, I know that it is time for Ralph Garman and the Showbiz Beat, but I say screw that because
what?
Lux is here. Miss Double December 2013. Hi, Lux.
Hi, everybody.
How have you been, my sweet?
I've been very, very good. You know, I have not missed a Miss Double December pageant now since 2011.
Nice.
So I am very happy to be here today.
Well, that's right. Weren't you one of those contestants who entered a couple times before you won?
Yeah. So I came for the 2012 pageant, and I got second. And then a lot of people emailed me as the competition was getting close to the following year. They said, you know what, can you please just re-enter? We really liked you. We'll vote for you. And I said, well, I didn't have any intention of doing it. But even my new friends at K-Rock said, screw it. Go for it again. And you guys voted for me, and I won. So thank you so much.
Persistence pays off.
Well, I'm so glad you did because you're certainly one of our all-time favorite Miss Double D's. And you stayed very busy. We keep up with you on social media. You're traveling all over the world, you know,
yes,
dancing and modeling and videos and so much other stuff. And you also, believe it or not, Lux is here today with a book. And we wanted to give this a shout-out because this is a crazy idea.
Yes. So a couple of years ago, with the help of my good friends at Kevin and Bean, I had an idea for this cookbook, and so K-Rock and also the K-Rock listeners, you guys helped me crowdfund the means to actually produce this book. So 2 years later, after many editing sessions, after almost a legal dispute with somebody trying to steal the idea, photo shoots, I give you the Mother's Milk Cookbook with high-res photos inside of many lovely ladies.
And the recipes all include?
The recipes all are supposed to include breast milk. However, as you can see, it is also a very interesting coffee table book.
Yes.
So this can appeal to anybody that needs a gift for a baby shower or even just a gag gift. But also the recipes inside, they are, you can make breast milk, make them with breast milk. And so shout out to my girlfriends that helped me make this book because everyone around me is having babies.
Cooking with breast milk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
if you're looking for a present for your grandparents, say.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah,
perfect stocking stuffer for grandma.
Exactly. So it has me and my Double D's on the front.
Okay. All right.
Although they're hidden by two big glasses of milk.
I know. Well, you know, Barnes & Noble said that they wouldn't stock it if I was topless. So
okay.
Screw you, Barnes & Noble.
Hey, the name of the book again, and also where should people go to buy it, Lux?
It is called The Mother's Milk Cookbook, and it is available on Amazon right now.
All right.
So search The Mother's Milk Cookbook, or you can go to mothersmilkcookbook.com and follow the links from there. Thank you so much to K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean fans, because you guys made this possible.
USA!
That is a that's a great gift for a lot of people. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank that's you guys cool. so much.
Thank you, Lux. Great to see you again. Please stick around because we're going to bring the girls back out a little bit and narrow down the top three.
Oh, I wouldn't miss it.
Yeah. And we'll crown our winner. Ralph is here. Time for a couple minutes of showbiz if you got it, Ralph.
And if I'm not mistaken, we still transfer the crown with a kiss.
With a kiss, yes.
With a tender kiss. With the current Miss Double December, we'll pass on the crown to the new Miss Double December with a kiss next
I
hour.
Have been told that is how we should describe it, yes.
Yeah.
Tender.
Creepy. That's what we say. It's passed through the saliva. You make it sound like a transmittable disease.
I am not a winner.
No, that's you're correct. A couple showbiz stories real quick before we get to the top of the hour. The first one, the biggest one of the day, of course, is the saddest one. We are still in shock over the news that Scott Weiland has passed away. Friend of the Kevin and Bean Show and all of us here at K-Rock, former lead singer, of course, of Stone Temple Pilots, Velvet Revolver. Scott was a very kind man, very talented man. Sadly, he was discovered on his tour bus last night around 9 p.m. by his bandmates. He was supposed to play a gig with his new band, The Wildabouts, and they found him passed away in the bus around 9 p.m. in Bloomington, Minnesota. We first heard it, many of us, from Dave Navarro, who tweeted last night, "Our friend Scott Weiland has died." And just tragic news.
Yeah, it's really sad, and we're definitely going to miss Scott. He was a lot of fun to be around over the years. We so much enjoyed working with him. And as we heard from Dax Holt at TMZ.com earlier this morning, the body is with the coroner, and it'll probably still be a few days before we find out what happened. It's easy to rush to conclusions, but we don't know what happened. But it's sad nonetheless.
How would you like to take acting classes from Kevin Spacey?
Yes. One of the greatest actors ever, you mean?
Yeah. Learn from somebody. It'd be a pretty good idea, right?
Yeah.
Well, Spacey has started his own business. It is online acting classes.
Online?
Yes.
Okay.
For $90, you get 29 video lessons you can download, plus a 40-page workbook. And in over 5 hours of these lessons, you allegedly will learn Kevin's methods on how to be an actor.
All right, Ralph.
In 5 hours, you can learn how to be as good an actor as Kevin Spacey.
Wow, I love it.
You're a professional actor. Is there... By professional actor, you mean...
Describe professional.
Is there a possibility to teach somebody useful skills toward acting on an online course?
If they have a certain amount of talent, I think many of these lessons would be helpful, actually.
Wow, all right.
Because what Kevin Spacey will teach you, according to Kevin, is how to stand out in a casting room when you're being cast, which is an important lesson to learn. How to perfect a monologue. You have to deliver those a lot, especially when you audition for theater. You have to come in with a monologue prepared. How to master impressions. If you want to do impressions, he'll teach you how to do impressions. So a lot of schooling from Kevin Spacey.
That's pretty cool. Right.
And do you get a refund?
If you suck, that's a whole other course you can take. Someone else will offer what you can do if you suck.
Yeah, I think those are very different videos.
Yes. Yeah. And Sunday night, I want to give you a heads up. On television, the Frank Sinatra special is happening on Sunday night on CBS.
Oh, I haven't seen Frank sing in a long time.
I don't believe he'll be performing.
Is he coming out of retirement? Or
he's not with us.
It is in honor of his 100th birthday, an all-star Grammy
concert. He's 100?
He would have been if he was still alive.
How is he still singing?
Anyway, Carrie Underwood, Alicia Keys, Lady Gaga, Seth MacFarlane, my buddy, they'll all be performing on Sunday night if you want to check that out. And speaking of television, tonight is the first night you can check out on Netflix A Very Murray Christmas, the Bill Murray Christmas special available tonight for the first time.
Lux, you like Bill Murray?
I love Bill Murray.
We have so much in common.
Nope. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Tyra Banks is 42. Jay-Z turns 46 years old today. Fred Armisen, comedian from Saturday Night Live in Portlandia, he's 49. Marissa Tomei's 51, as is Chelsea Noble from Growing Pains. And Jeff Bridges, 66 years old today. I take acting classes from Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I take anything from Jeff Bridges. You know what I'm saying?
Go on.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 9:05. Well, it's getting crowded up here. Miss Double December 2013, Lux is still sitting up with us. And look who's just joined us, our friend Noodles, ladies and gentlemen, from The Offspring.
Hey, guys, how's
just
it going?
By.
Noodles from Offspring, sure, but also from Worst Thumb.
Well,
let's not forget.
Right. Yeah, that still hurts me to hear those words, worst and thumb, in the same sentence. Noodles, what went wrong with the world's greatest Badfinger tribute band? How did that fall apart?
Well, our drummer broke his leg.
That's right.
So that kind of puts a cramp on playing
push
drums.
Things back a little bit. A little bit of a Chinese democracy moment, but we're going to get there.
That's plus, right. If I could add, it was a terrible idea.
How dare you, sir?
I mean, it was a great idea. That's what I mean.
Yeah, that's what you meant. Yeah.
So, Ralph, one day you decided you needed to be singing in a Badfinger tribute band, right?
Yeah, it was like a Tourette's moment. I don't know. You would ask me something, what would you do if you weren't working here or something? And I'd say, well, I would be the lead singer in a Badfinger cover band. It was just a stream of consciousness moment. And somebody was listening, and the next thing you know, Noodles made it a reality.
Somebody responded.
Yeah, I want to be in that.
I was listening on my way to the beach to go surfing, and I went, worst thumb, beautiful. Let's put umlauts over the U.
That's right.
You know, I love it.
At one point, Pat Smear was involved, and Dave Grohl was talking about being the drummer, and we had a thing going, and then it all kind of fell apart. But I still hold out hope.
Do you?
Yes.
Well,
Noodles, because I'm an idiot.
It's not like you're not already busy with the other band. Tell us what was 2015 like for Osprey?
It was a good busy year. We did some touring over the summer and in and out of the studio off and on as recently as this week. Still working on new stuff and looking forward to an exciting 2016.
Yeah. So you think a new album next year?
Hope it for sure. Yeah. We definitely got some songs that we're working on that we're real excited about.
So you can't commit to the whole next year. You're saying maybe.
I'm
We have a
Use
singer.
Use your words, Noodle.
I know, right?
Noodle.
Don't just
Use
stare me
words.
Down. This is radio.
Our singer's really trying to get his PhD done by May.
Well, your singer needs to get on it.
That's commendable.
But you know what? That's a good thing, because while he's coming out here to work on his PhD, he's also coming out here to be in the studio.
Okay.
So, he goes to USC and works half the day and then the next half of the day in the studio.
Okay.
It's
Rock
crazy.
And roll PhD.
This guy's,
that's crazy.
He's insane. Our
a doctor of
insane.
What, may we ask?
It's molecular biology. Same.
Oh, sure.
Genetics.
Same.
Just genetics.
Same.
Same thing.
Same degree as Kevin.
Yeah. Noodles, we had Dexter on a couple of years ago when he had just written a paper. He had just gotten some paper published that was getting a lot of
attention. That's right, about microRNA and all that?
Yes.
And brilliant.
We read the synopsis of what the paper was about, and we could not begin to even understand the subject, not to mention the conclusions that he came through for his reading. So we actually had him on the phone, and we're like, really dumb this down for us so we can understand it. And he still was so far above us, we couldn't figure it out.
When we're on the tour bus, I just nod a lot. I just nod, yeah. I have no idea what he's talking about.
Isn't
no
that the
clue.
Craziest thing? I mean,
no clue.
Like, what makes a guy have that a kind of brain that can be the lead singer in a punk rock band for 25 years and also go over here and be that guy?
Well, I think autism is a spectrum.
Bean, you can relate to that, can't
right?
you?
It's just amazing.
Yeah. In all seriousness, I mean, he's driven towards knowledge and just doing things. I don't know what it is. He's an absolute overachiever.
Same.
Type A. But
just like Kevin.
Know,
yeah.
But he is. He's really brilliant, you know, as well.
That's the voice of our friend Noodles from The Offspring here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're going to get back to the pageant and meet our top three contestants in just a few minutes. I couldn't have you here, a little rock and roll royalty on the stage, and not ask your thoughts about the Scott Weiland news last night. How'd you find out about it? What did you think?
Yeah, I heard about it just before going to bed on Twitter, and just immediately my heart went out to his wife and kids.
Yeah.
You know, it's so hard being away from your family on the road, and when something like that happens, it's just tragic.
You must have crossed paths with Scott a million times over the years.
We've played a bunch of shows with him, most notably the big Weenie Roast at Anaheim Stadium, mm-hmm. I think in 99, I think it was, around then. And he was just such a great performer. I think he came out in a black dress,
Oh, that's right.
Dress,
yeah, he was wearing an eating dress. That
he
was, he's a great frontman. He was
absolutely.
A great frontman, yeah.
Absolutely.
Did you get a chance to spend any time with him?
I didn't know him. Never
you
met
didn't
him.
Know him, yeah.
No.
Because we were lucky enough, you know, to have STP. We did a couple of breakfasts with over the years, and they played acoustic. And we've interviewed him so many times over the years. And he's just one of those guys who's just so fun to be around. Like, he just has that infectious enthusiasm. He just seemed happy and nice, you know.
I've heard that a lot about him. Unfortunately, I never got to meet him.
All right.
It's just tragic.
All right. Have you had a chance to check out the competition here this morning? Any thoughts on the girls?
You know what? And I just want to say thank you for promoting breast awareness. fairness here today.
That's what we're doing.
Exactly.
We're givers. Noodles, right. That's all.
It's about God's education.
Work
we're doing here.
Thank you.
And and I got to say, they're all beautiful women and just, you know, equally equipped to handle the job.
Certainly equipped.
But I got to say, Alyssa, Offspring fan, is
hardcore. Oh, so you're saying you're voting for the girl that Offspring is her favorite band?
Yes, because she said some very flattering things about my band. Also, she's the only one whose special talent involved alcohol.
That's true.
She
did a shot out of her boobs.
Yeah.
I saw Noodles backstage right before we brought him up, and he said, I just got to tell you guys, when they're dancing on stage on the radio, that's good stuff.
I was listening on my way in today and cracking
up. Theater of the mind, Noodles. Theater of the mind.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, Ralph, what happens next when we come back after a quick break?
Well, we've got six girls. We're going to pare it down to the top three vote-getters when we tabulate all the votes from KRock.com. And then, shortly thereafter, we will announce the Miss Double December for 2016.
Can't wait. That's happening at the Slide Bar in Fullerton. We'll be right back on the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock. One of the greatest rock vocalists of all time, our late friend Scott Weiland, once again on the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock. It's 106.7 KRQ. We are live in Fullerton. Just a few minutes left for the Miss Double December 2016 pageant. By the way...
Kevin, nice of you to join us.
Look who it is.
Well, I mean, in his defense, there are a lot of busty girls backstage.
That's a good point.
So why would he be out here with us?
And also, he's chewing gum, which makes it very hard for him to walk up on the stage because doing both at the same time.
I don't understand.
Yeah, I know.
You all right, Monkey? Everything
good?
Okay?
All good.
Everything fine?
Yeah, all good.
Okay. Hey, real quick, because I know we're going to forget. How great is the Slide Bar to have us here every year?
As always.
And
thank
amazing
everybody
host.
So much.
We love the guys who own and run this place. This is the ninth year in a row we have done the Miss Double December pageant from here, I was told earlier this morning, which I think is amazing.
Yep.
And stick around. When the broadcast ends at 10, the party continues, you guys. Common Kings is going to be performing live right out here where we are with all the crowd. So definitely stick around and eat up. And the food's great and have a great time. And thanks again to the Slide Bar. It's so much fun. All right. Where are we in the competition, Ralph?
Well, it's all over. The voting has closed. We were just backstage tabulating the final count. And as always, it was a very close race this year.
Thousands of votes.
Only just a hundred or so, a couple hundred votes in between each of the girls. It was really a very close race this year. So I have in my hand the top three vote-getters.
You're going to make some girls very sad here.
I know, but I'm going to make three girls very happy.
Okay, all right.
So that's like, that's 50. That's a 50. I'm batting 500.
That's a pretty good batting average.
That ain't bad.
No.
And what we're going to do is we're going to bring all the girls out. I will announce three names, have those girls step forward. Then the three girls whose names I don't call, they will leave the stage. Then I will announce the top two vote-getters.
Okay.
And then we'll announce our Miss Double December for 2016.
Okay. But only one can be the new American Idol.
That's not this
not,
show at all.
I'm confused.
That's a very different show. Should we bring the girls out?
Let's do it. Our last chance to see them all together on one stage.
Yep. Here they are. Ladies, come on up.
What a fun group the contestants were this year,
great
too, by
the way. Great bunch of ladies.
Really nice.
I ask you to come over here. Stand right there. Let's draw, make a line, a nice straight line here up on the stage. Before we get to the top three vote-getters, can I have a round of applause for all the girls because they did amazing work today. It was great for them to show up. So much fun. Great girls, each and every one of them. Ladies, I'm going to announce three names. I'm going to ask you, if I announce your name, please take a step forward. And then after that, the three girls whose names I haven't said, please, we're going to ask you to leave the stage, okay? So here we go. First up, please step forward. Cherie. Cherie, please step forward, our chicken farmer.
Don't say that as if it's a bad thing.
It cracks me up that she's a chicken farmer. Also, I'm going to ask to step forward, Alyssa. Alyssa, please step forward. And the last of the top three vote-getters for this year's Miss Double December pageant, Mallory. Please step forward, Mallory. The other girls, thank you so much. Thanks for being here. We really appreciate it. Thanks so much for coming up. We really appreciate it.
Wow. tough choice.
Yeah, these three girls are all terrific. They're beautiful. They're funny. We love them all. But only one is being mentioned. Could be Miss Double December.
This might be an outstanding time to mention once again, by the way, that if you are selected Miss Double December 2016, you get to go to Acoustic Christmas both nights, sold out at the Forum next weekend.
That's right.
Then, in addition to all the fun things for next calendar year.
Winnie Roast this coming summer, our April Foolishness comedy show. It's quite the event.
Breakfast at Bean's House.
That's
I believe we threw that in. That's new for next year.
I'm going to hold you to that. I would like to do a breakfast at Bean's House.
Now, the next name that I announce will be our second runner-up. It'll be the third biggest vote-getter for today. We're going to give her a round of applause, and then we will ask her to leave the stage, and that will leave us with the top two vote-getters for this year's Miss Double December pageant. The young lady with the third most votes, our second runner-up, Alyssa. Alyssa, thank you so much for coming out. Thank you. Thanks, sweetie. Dave has some flowers for you. We want to thank you so much. We love you.
Alyssa getting a lot of love from the crowd.
Absolutely. Please come back next year and try again, because that shot trick was really impressive. I really like that.
Let's make sure she hears that. Please come back next year
and
try again.
Please come back next year, yes. So Mallory and Cherie are your two top vote-getters, according to the K-Rock listeners who voted on KRock.com. The next name that I announce will be the runner-up. That means, of course, the woman's name who I don't announce will be Miss Double December for 2016. So our first runner-up, the woman with the second most votes, according to the Kevin and Bean audience at KRock.com, is going to be announced right at this commercial message.
Seacrest!
Yeah, I kind of do.
K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is the Kevin and Bean Show live from Fullerton at the Slide Bar for Miss Double December.
Yes, we are almost at the moment we've all been waiting for as we crown Miss Double December 2016. Let me just tell you guys what's going on backstage, though.
Uh-oh.
I just went back there for the first time.
Yeah.
Freaking Dave, the King of Mexico, he's telling our finalists here, Mallory and Cherie, he's telling them, all right, historically, we transfer with a tender kiss from last year's Miss Double December winner, but you don't have to if you don't want to, is what he's saying.
Wow.
If you're not comfortable with it, don't feel like you have. And I'm like, you are fired. What? Dave. Oh, lawyers is what he's saying. Okay, lawyers. All right. But it is.
He was
tradition.
Winking when he said it, right?
Okay, all right.
The crowd is chanting Fire Dave.
And then Ashley, Miss Double December 2015, comes up to me and she goes, I'm not sure I know what to do. And I'm like, you just kiss the pretty girl. That's what you do. It's not hard. All right.
I'm willing to step in if Ashley's not comfortable.
Thank
with
you, Ralph. That's very kind of
you're
you.
You're a giver.
I'd do anything for this show. You know
that. We were just doing some math, and we think the Miss Double December goes back to 2001 was the first year that we had a Miss Double December winner for the calendar year.
Wow.
And of course, the pageant has gotten bigger and better in recent years, as we've talked about, all the cool stuff you win. But we are at that moment we've all been waiting for, Ralph. Take it away, sir.
All right. Here's how it's going to work. I will announce the name of one of the beautiful women up here on stage. She will be our runner-up. That means the name that I don't read will be Miss Double December for 2016. At that time, our current Miss Double December for 2015, Ashley, will present her with her sash, her roses, her crown, and then, if we're all lucky, that magical kiss that makes it all official. By the way, how about a round of applause again for Ashley, Miss Double December from 2015? It was amazing. We love her.
She has been wonderful.
Thank you for your service.
Now,
we salute you.
Is your gut that she's the kind of winner who will stick around, will be in touch with us in the future?
I do believe so.
Okay.
I think she will. Yes. Right. Unless you scare her off, I think she'll stick around.
How dare you? Yeah, it's really the only factor.
All right. Here we go. The runner-up for the Miss Double December pageant for 2016. The second biggest vote-getter, according to you, the K-Rock listeners, was Cherie. That means Mallory is our Miss Double December for 2016. Mallory, congratulations. You are Miss Double December for 2016. You will be accompanying us to the Almost Acoustic Christmas next weekend. Of course, Weenie Roast, April Foolishness. There's the kiss that makes it official. Mallory, how are you feeling?
I don't know what you said.
How are you feeling?
How are you feeling?
Awesome! Thank you so much, everyone!
Well, take a walk down the runway and greet your subjects. She is Miss Double December for 2016, the lovely Mallory.
Wow, she really did look shell-shocked, like that was a surprise. Hey, Kevin, over here. Over here.
Yeah, I know.
What are you,
I'm deleting a tweet.
Answering emails? What's happening?
He spelled her name wrong.
I'm deleting a tweet.
Unbelievable.
I'm doing work over here.
Well, congratulations to Mallory, our new Miss Double December 2016, who, as Ralph mentioned, will be at both nights of next weekend's Acoustic Christmas. That was a fantastic pageant and a lot of fun. Thanks to you guys who all came out today.
Thank you, everybody.
The Slide Bar in Fullerton. We really enjoyed it. It's great to see you. Let's play that song that we all know and love. Can we ask you to do us a favor and sing along as we head into the weekend together?
Respect these boobies!
Boobies!
Just like the other one!
Whoa! Look at those magumbos!
My boobs are too big. Oh man, they're big! They're huge!
What do you think, double D?
Triple D.
Triple D?
Triple D.
Hey, how's everyone doing? Enjoying my little girl's boobs?
You want to see boobs or you don't want to see boobs?
Just like the other one.
Where are your nipples, man?
That's amazing.
Does it bother you that they're giving you all this attention just because of
boobs?
Yeah, tatas!
Hey, when you get a second, stop looking at my boobs.
I'm sorry I stared at your breasts.
Guess how many boobs I saw, Mark? 15. We saw your boobs. We saw your boobs. In the movie that we saw your boobs.
Honestly, just look at the cleavage.
Oh, man, they're big. They're huge.
What do you think, double D?
Triple D.
Triple D?
Triple D.
One thing guys want to see more than anything in the whole wide world.
We're going to go with boobs?
Yeah! Show me boobs!
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.